Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 22nd, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our great friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. We have Cabal with us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, James. I'm glad to be back.
It's nice talking with you again. Great to have you by in the studio here, and always a great opportunity to hang out with you guys and talk a little bit about what's going on over at the Family Center. Appreciate you being able to hang out with us here. Let's dive right in, because I don't want to keep you too long. You have something really fun going on tonight over at the Family Center.
Yeah, so the people over at the food truck lot, they were so kind to do a supply drive for the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. So basically, anybody who goes and gets lunch or dinner today, feel free to bring like a canned good or dry foods and bring it over there, and whatever gets donated there, they'll bring it over to the Family Center, and it just goes towards our pantry or up to shelter, and it's a really good cause. So check it out, go get dinner and all the yummy food, and bring something to donate if you can.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity, especially if you haven't had a chance to check out any of our local food trucks or any of that. Some great food being made there by wonderful local people. Supporting them is a big part of what we like to do around here. And, of course, knowing while you're getting that good food, it's only going to taste that much better because you're helping out the Family Center. And that there's very few things that you can combine these things, or very few communities combine these things better than we do around here. Food, a good cause, it's a great opportunity. Drop those items off and know that you're really helping out some your neighbors, friends, family, you know, people that whether you know them or not yet, they are a part of our community. And when we can step up and help each other out, there's very few things that are going to feel better than that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I like what you said about dinner, too. Just giving people out there an opportunity. You don't have to think about what to make for dinner.
Right.
you know you're doing something good, and you don't have to think about what to make for dinner.
Right. And there's a good list of vendors, too. So definitely check it out.
And is there a place to go to check that out? The family, the Facebook page, is that, that's what I'm seeing is, yes. As far as that. That's a good place to go.
Yep, it was all posted on Facebook as a good reminder that that's going on tonight. So
yeah, be sure to check that out, everybody. And keep in mind, you can follow the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center on social media. Just type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Family Center should pop right up, and subscribe and like and keep up to date on everything they're doing over there. That's going to be a fun one. That's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we've got another big event right around the corner. We've been talking about this on our morning shows a lot, on both stations. We have our 5th annual Touch a Truck event right around the corner.
Yes, and to remind you, James, you are first up for the dunk tank.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I went back and listened to an old interview where I was reminded of that. Yes, yes. I am a part of the dunk tank, yes.
So that's exciting. But yes, that is on Saturday from 11 to 3. And there's just a lot of kid-friendly, you know, trucks and whatnot and games. And there's going to be food. And so definitely come out and check it out. And all proceeds goes towards the Family Center. So
yeah, it's a wonderful cause for a wonderful event. And the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, we're going to talk about another event in a moment here too, but there just isn't enough events. We could have an event every month and it wouldn't be enough.
Right.
We've talked quite a bit with Amy and a number of people from over there about the cuts and the funding and a lot of that that's been happening to our local domestic violence shelters around the country, especially on a local basis here with ours. Here is another opportunity for the community to be a part of this event, have fun, enjoy yourself, and know the whole time that you're helping one of the most vital nonprofits in our area, especially at a time when it's really all hands on deck. We could use everybody's awareness of this and being with us on this one. This event is also a lot of fun. There are so many cool vehicles that are going to be down there. We've already heard that we've got a couple of different places that I know are going to be stopping by.
Yep, and also I know some people who are going to be donating baked goods. Mm. So please go and purchase those baked goods. Mm-hmm. And again, all proceeds goes towards the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, so it's all for a good cause.
You're going to have a raffle down there, kids games, of mm-hmm. course the food, and as I've heard, at least I know that our police department, our sheriff's department, our fire department, I believe they will all be down there, along with some other really cool vehicles. It's all taking place at the Grand Rapids Lions Club, and all of this being being said, this is also a free event to everybody. This is open to everybody. We want everyone to come on down, spread the word about this event, and come and have some fun and help us celebrate this fifth annual Touch a Truck event. Again, happening at the Grand Rapids Lions Club, July 26th, this Saturday, 11 to 3. Join us for this really cool, fun event and help support our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center at the same time.
Yeah.
And one real quick thing I want to mention about this. I've talked about this with the other Touch a Truck events and everything. When I was a little kid, I think the first field trip we went on was to the fire department. And long before I wanted to be an actor or be an entertainer or be on the air or anything like that, I wanted to be a fireman. I wanted so badly to do that job in particular. Mm-hmm. And it all stemmed from meeting those individuals and getting the chance to be in one of those trucks and just literally touching that and feeling it. I can almost remember it like it was, a month or two ago, because I'm old. And not like yesterday, but it was pretty close.
Right.
I know that spark, while it may not have gotten me into being a firefighter, it has given me a lifetime of supporting our firefighters, taking any opportunity I can, like this one, to shout them out. And that's just from one little field trip. You bring the kids on by to this event, and it's going to be fun. They're going to have a great time. You also just don't know what might spark in them, what might be created in them to where they get on a path of wanting to be in one of these fields. And I know from talking with Sheriff Becker quite a bit, on air, off air, a lot of our officers about this, really. Any opportunity for them to build that bridge with our community and make that stronger. We're really fortunate in this area. We have people in positions that are accountable, that are face-to-face with our community, that are constantly working with and being in our community, whether it's our mayor or Sheriff Becker or any of these individuals. And this is a great opportunity for us to build that stronger, along with, of course, the bond we have with our family center and showing that we want to be on the right side of history with this one. All those individuals I just mentioned are going to be there and part of this, and we want you to be a part of it too. Mark on your calendars this Saturday, 11 to 3 over at Grand Rapids Lions Club. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good one.
Yep.
And Kabbalah, I certainly wanted to take some time to talk about the golf outing. Now, I don't have nearly as much experience with golf. I think I had the crazy clothes that you could wear for golf. That's about it. That's about it. But I know with this event, one of the fun things about it is whether you're a pro or you've never picked up a golf club, you're going to have fun with this one.
Yes. And I think last year was a great turnout, and so we're hoping for the same thing this year. Really quickly, it is $100 per player or $400 per team. So if you've got some friends or some people you don't have to be pro golfers, but go out and have fun. And again, proceeds goes towards a good cause, so why not?
Mm-hmm.
There is lunch provided at 11, and then it goes into the shotgun starting at 12. So
we're going to feed you. We're going to make sure you have a good time. You're going to get out there, and this event is also, golf in this area is just so loved. People love golf in this area. We see a lot of our great events that involve golf, always well attended, always have good teams coming out for them. And here is, I want to say, maybe the last of these kind of events of the summer to be a part of, and one of the most meaningful ones. You go out there, you have a good time, you're going to get a good score. I'll tell you that right now. You're going to get a good score. But you also, we're going to feed you and all those things. And again, just like with these other events, and I'm not bringing this up over and over again to beat you over the head with it, everybody. What I want you to do is get this through, how good this feels to be a part of these kind of events with our family center and with our nonprofits in this area. It's fun to get out there and enjoy some Mother Nature, the tail end of summer, because this event is going to be on August 18th. Mm-hmm. But it's also feels good to be a part of things at the family center and know that you're on the right side of this.
Yes. And again, it's also at the Bullseye Golf Club. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's all so rewarding. And so I encourage anybody, if you have the opportunity to do so, I would partake in these opportunities.
It's a win-win for you, the community, and everybody involved. As Kabbalah has mentioned, all the proceeds go to helping the Family Center continue to do the vital work that they're doing in our community and help those in need and help those that we really, really want to be there for. We're going to be a part of this event at WFHR. We're looking forward to that. We're very proud to be a part of it, and it's going to be a good one. Be sure to make plans Monday, August 18th, 11 to 3, over at beautiful Ridges Golf Course. Shout out to them, by the way, too. Love the Ridges. Any opportunity to get over there, you can have a glass of water at the Ridges and enjoy yourself. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
Make plans for this event, everybody. And if you would like to sign up yourself, yourself or your team, you can go to familycenter.org to do that. Head on over there and reach out to the staff and be a part of this.
Yeah.
You know, Kabbalah, before we let you go, if you don't mind, I can't have you here, and I'd feel like we missed an opportunity if we didn't talk about a little bit about some of the Hmong programs that are involved over there. Do you mind touching on that for the audience, especially those that may have not heard of these?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, so I'm always trying to get the word out there that, you know, the Hmong program does exist, and we do primarily work with those who are Hmong and have experienced domestic violence or sexual assault. And, you know, we do everything that basically other advocates at the Family Center, what they would do. We do all the legal advocacy if needed. We'll do the emotional therapy, not therapy, but emotional support. We have our culturally specific food pantry that clients are welcome to come and get food that they're more used to in our culture.
And
there's so much more that we have to offer, and so just getting the word out there that we do exist, and hopefully friends can help friends and let them know that if needed, we are here.
I as I've said to you before, I have such respect for what you're doing, and you are doing, you and others in this field, and are really groundbreaking, doing really important work right here. You understand this way better than I do, coming from the culture and everything. But just having quite a few friends over the years and knowing a bit about it, and having a love for it, to be honest with you, of your culture and such, I find it so amazing what you and so many other young people are doing right now in that. And it's not just doing it, but doing it with the respect and the class that you do it with. Like, it's, you can't teach that. There's no class that can, you know, there's no app that you can download that can do that. It takes the person. And it's a part, it really is a credit to you and the others, again, in this community that are doing similar things like at UW Extension and, yes, and some
absolutely.
Of that. It's really groundbreaking work you guys are doing. And I appreciate it. And appreciate you telling us about it. If people wanted to know more about that program or maybe some of the other things we've talked about, is there a way to reach you?
Yeah, I mean, our crisis line is on our website, on Facebook, and if anybody wants more information, they could always call the crisis line and speak to one of the advocates, or even just ask specifically for a Hmong advocate if they're needing more, if they're needing services geared towards someone who may be Hmong or a person of color.
Yeah, and keep in mind, no matter what the color, where you are in life, or any of these things, the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center has your back. We are there for you. We want to be there for you, and are here to help in any way we can. That crisis line that Kabbalah mentions there, it's 24/7, everybody, and it is 715-421-1511. That is 715-421-1511. Keep that number in mind if needed. Of course, their business line is also available at 715-421-1559. You can email them, info@familyctr.org, familyctr.org. That is also the website that I encourage you to bookmark. Great way to keep up to date on all the things that we just talked about, as well as being able to reach out to them and find out about other services and programs and just other information regarding this subject. Go to familyctr.org, bookmark that page, and while you're at it, go ahead and go to social media and type into your search bar Wisconsin Rapids Family Center and subscribe to their pages on Facebook and keep up to date with all the good work that they're doing there. We could always use volunteers, so when it comes to our events, if you would like to be a part of things, keep in mind that that is also an option and available. Just reach out to us at familyctr.org. Kabbalah, thanks again for the time.
Thank you, James. Thank you so
much. Say hi to everybody over there for me, okay?
I will. Thanks.
Thank you. And thanks to everybody out there for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic here at 97.5 FM, WFHR.com.